Welcome to Enlightenment 101. I am Danielle G. I am an author, a teacher, and instructor. This show will explore, engage, and enlighten us on love, life, living, and everything in between. We will discover how to not just live, but be better and sustain a level of life that offers well-being for generations to come. Welcome to Enlightenment 101. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, Enlightenment 101 listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for joining me on this enlightenment journey. Our audience is growing because of you, so thank you so much. Please make sure that you rate, like, and share so that we can spread the light all over the globe, from France, the UK, South Africa, and here in the States. I'm so pleased that this message, this enlightenment journey is global. I'm just super excited about that. And in our states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Indiana, Georgia, Illinois, I just thank all of you. New York, thank all of you for tuning in and listening and choosing to be with us on this enlightenment journey. I am your host, Danielle G. Yeah, that's me. And I hope that you are becoming a more enlightenment or enlightened version of yourself, because that's what it's all about. This is all about becoming our best selves. And sometimes you have to unbecome to become what you were meant to become. So today I want to talk about something that when we were young, our parents and or caretakers described as the birds and the bees, right? Last episode, which was episode 22, we talked about butterflies and how it relates to transformation. But this week, we are taking it a step further and talking about how we all got here, right? How did we all get here? As I said last week, we talked about butterflies, birth, and both the transaction and the transformation of it all. So have you guessed it yet? Have you guessed it? What do you think we're talking about today?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex.
You guessed it. Let's talk about sex. And why not? Right? That's how we all got here. I don't care what you call yourself. That's how we all got here. Somebody got together, had a transaction that transformed into you. Me, you, all of you out there listening. That's how it all began. And why not talk about it? We see it everywhere in almost every movie. We hear it in all of the music. Sex is everywhere. Sexualization is literally everywhere. As they say, you know, we couldn't escape it if we wanted to. So today we're going to talk about it. But as it relates to, drum roll, please, intimacy. How does it relate to intimacy? Because that's what's getting lost in translation as we see everything that has to do with sex. I mean, in sex sales, right? Right? So welcome to episode 23 of Enlightenment 101, sex versus intimacy. Now, I'm going to assume that we all know what sex is, right? Since most of us, like I said, not all, but most of us may have been involved in some form of sexual activity. But for the sake of the flow of the show, I will offer a brief definition so we are all on the same page. So sex is sexually motivated phenomena or behavior, or if you want to have fun with it in today's terms, getting down in other phrases that I won't be using today on Enlightenment 101. You all know what they are. They are sometimes very graphic. And that's just not my style. So we'll just leave it at that, just to make sure we all have an understanding. Okay? We're good? We're good, Brian?
I got it.
All right. But some of the phrases or slang for sex in like the 1940s, y'all know me, I gotta have some type of historical content in to give my episodes context, right? So some of the phrases or slang for sex in the 1940s was taking a roll in the hay. Taking a roll in the hay. Another one is copulation. It wasn't really called sex until the mid-19th century. How many of y'all knew that? I didn't know that until I looked it up. When it was first used to refer to the act of intercourse and became more popular in the earlier 20th century. So that's where we are, folks. And we just keep rolling on in the hay. When I started this show, I said we would talk about all things life. Well, sex is a part of life. In fact, is the very thing and way that we all come to life. And that includes today's topic, sex. How can we not? Since, again, that's how we all got here. All right. So, but another part of this that seems, as I said, gets missed is intimacy. Without intimacy, sex is just a transaction. We talked about this a bit in our last episode when using Pretty Woman, the movie, as an example. In the role played by Julia Roberts, she didn't want to kiss Edward, who was played by Richard Gere, because kissing was considered to be intimate. And remember, it was all about a transaction before they fell in love and rode off on the horse and all that good stuff, right? Intimacy is described as a very personal or private nature, belonging to or characterizing one's deepest nature. It is also described as a feeling of being close and emotionally connected and supported. See, that's a different thing. Sex is a physical thing. Intimacy is an emotional thing. It means being able to share a whole range of thoughts and feelings and experiences that we have as human beings. In other words, it's a safe place, a safe space, someone you feel safe with, that I could share my love, my life, my thoughts, and not just my body or parts of my body. Notice how different the two are. Sex involves touching of the skin, the body, the genitalia. Don't y'all get excited out there. Intimacy is touching of the emotions, the mind, the soul, the spirit. Sex lasts, depending on who you ask, minutes.
Welcome to the Get Your Freak On Hotel.
How much for a room?
It's $10 a minute, but you look like a $5 brother.
Thank you. I'll be right back. Break me off,
show me what you got, cause I don't want no 1 minute man.
That's Missy Elliott, y'all. Show me what you got, because I don't want... Y'all heard it. It wasn't me. I didn't say it. Missy Elliott said it. Brian, I heard you laughing. Brian, why are you laughing?
I never heard that song till last night.
She said, I don't want no 1 minute man. Now, don't you men, don't get offended out there. It's a song. Don't take it personal. In fact, just listen to the entirety so that you can become more intimate. Not just men, but women. We need to understand before we can practice intimacy. We need to understand what it is. So as I was saying, sex lasts minutes. According to Missy, it's a minute. But intimacy involves a connection to where you don't need to even be in the room with the same person in order to feel and be connected to that person. Ooh, y'all, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all have experienced what the intimacy feels like. You're just thinking about them just because. Right? Now, we're not saying that one is more important. We're saying that one without the other is less important. But sex requires you to be in the same room, which is why if it's only sex, once you're out of the room, what that's saying is out of sight. So it's out of sight, out of mind. If it's only a transaction, if it's only about the sex, that's why people can use phrases like, and I hate to, but just to give it context, that's why people can use things like smashing or I hit that. I hate that. I really do. But just for context, it's because it is a hit and run. I'm not planning to stay. Where intimacy is something altogether different because it is emotionally connected. There are emotional ties when you are experiencing intimacy.
I learned that intimacy is the only thing I'm looking for. And when I say that, intimacy really means that someone knows you, all your stuff, everything about you, good and bad, and loves you anyway.
Ooh.
That's all every man is looking for. You can't get intimacy without vulnerability. It's impossible because you're going to have to tell your stuff. If you can't tell, you'll never find intimacy. But that's the only thing you're looking for. So what happens is you get sex. Sex and love, two different things. Lots of sex. And it's always unfulfilling because you're not getting what you need.
Wow. Wow. Did y'all hear that? I love this reel. When I found it, I was like, yes, this is perfect. And I love also more than anything that it's coming from a man. I don't know if y'all recognize the voice. Brian, tell us what you said before we got started so we can share with our audience all across the globe, Brian.
It was interesting to see that was Terry Crews because he's normally so over the top. He's the macho man. He's like flexing, dancing, you know.
Yeah, that was Terry Crews sharing what intimacy is like for him. He said they are two sex and love are what? Two different things. In other words, you have to be vulnerable to have any type of intimacy with your partner, with your lover, with your friends. Intimacy, well, in this case, we're hopefully not having sex with your friends, but y'all can be friends in addition to, but anyhow. Again, getting back on track. You have to have that safe space, as I was saying earlier, so that the connection is real. It's lasting. Because he said, you can have lots of sex, but that's all you get. There's no intimacy. And he said, what I love about what he said even more, he says, that's what every man is looking for. Notice he said man. I'll say more about that later. Sex is instant gratification. Intimacy is the long game. Once it's over, that's it. And that's kind of the society that we live in. Everything is instantly gratifying. I said the other day, many of you know that I teach, I said to students, you live in a push button society. You push the button to start your car. You push the button to heat up your food. You push the button to get DoorDash. You push button, push button, push button. And you don't use the brain as often. So those also, we're moving into an age of AI versus EI. That's another show. Artificial intelligence versus emotional intelligence. Well, intimacy involves and requires emotional intelligence. It is built, not bought, manipulated, or toyed with like we do with sex. A lot of times women manipulate sex. And I'm talking to both of us, both genders. women will manipulate and says, well, you ain't getting none because you ain't act right. Or you sleep on the couch or what have you. Men do the same thing. Nowadays, it's a tit for tat. But you can't do that with intimacy because intimacy is authentic. And again, like Terry Crews said, there has to be a certain level of vulnerability and you can't fake that. Speaking of faking, no, I won't go there. Never mind. I thought this clip was significant because so often we think that intimacy is a woman thing and sex is a man thing. Well, that clip dispels that myth. And I'm all about dispelling the myths. I'm all about that because that's how we get to enlightenment. If we keep believing what we've always believed, we never get to the point of enlightenment. And we pass that on to generations. I am so committed to changing the course of how some of us grew up. And that's not a bad thing because we grew up with principles and values and the things that we carry. But we also grew up with a lot of stuff that our parents just didn't know. They didn't know better. But now we have access. There's no reason not to know better. There's no reason not to be better. The Bible tells us that when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of a childhood behind me. So what does that mean? And what's the connection to today's episode? Welcome to today's episode, Sex versus Intimacy. I think this is episode 23. We can liken sex to when we were perhaps young or younger, not quite knowing or even understanding our hormonal and normal changes to our bodies, both male and female. So we may have been reckless at some point in some time in our lives and simply didn't know better. We just knew that things were happening and things were growing and things were changing. And this is a judge-free zone. This is not a place of guilt or shame. This is not what this is all about. This is about enlightenment. So I don't want anybody thinking, yeah, I went through this phase and I slept around. It's okay. If you're not doing it now, it's okay. This is all about enlightenment and becoming our best selves. We can't change our past. We can only move forward, and that's a decision. Because some of us know it was the grace and the mercy of God that kept us from diseases, untimely pregnancies, and some of us got our hearts broken because you thought it was intimacy and you were in love. And to the other person, it was just sex. The point I'm making is when I became a man or woman, I put those childish ways behind me and chose purpose over pleasure. Woo! Come on now. I chose purpose over pleasure. Because remember, the pleasure is temporary. The purpose is long lasting. The pleasure is the sex. The intimacy is the long lasting. I'm in this for the long haul.
You do not pick partnerships based on pleasure. You pick partnerships based on purpose. And I think that's where a lot of people get messed up. There are a lot of people you can be compatible with, but they're not going the same direction as you. If me and you were to say right now, let's go to Disney World, there are probably 15 different paths to get there. Mm-hmm. Like, and there are some people that are like, well, let me stop way over here and let me go over here. But if we were riding in the same car together, we would have to go on the same road, on the same highway, getting to the same place because our purpose aligned. Was to go to this destination. Mm-hmm. I think a big part of my burden for our generation when it comes to business partnerships, relationships, all those things, is to pick partners for purpose, not just for pleasure.
Pick partners for purpose, not just for pleasure. Sometimes that pleasure will get you in trouble. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. In other words, be a man or a woman of character and integrity and align your purpose and not just your bodies. Your power is in your purpose, not in your pants. Ooh. I want to say that one again. Somebody take notes. Your power is in your purpose, not in your pants. And no matter the size. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's not where your power is. That's not where your power is. Some of us, as I said earlier, use or misuse what we should be treating as our temple. Not just anybody should be able to play around with you, because that's also distracting you from your purpose. You know, athletes, some of the athletes, and I've seen them, like I was watching something about Mike Tyson. I study a lot about athletes. I don't know why, but I learn a lot about their mindset and psyche. But I remember Mike Tyson saying that, obviously, you know, when he was preparing for a fight, he couldn't drink. He didn't drink. He had to get a certain amount of sleep, which he didn't always do. He said he partied a lot. But he said also he couldn't have sex. He refrained from having sex. I don't know if this is applicable to other athletes. I just remember this and hearing this about Mike Tyson. Because his purpose was to get in that ring and whoop some behind. He couldn't do that or have the strength or the stamina if he's fooling around or having sex the night before. That's how we have to go into our game, this game of life, thinking, how is this aligning with my purpose? Right? Is this 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute, 5 minutes of pleasure worth distracting what could and should be my lifetime purpose? I think if we thought about things that way, we'd make better and different decisions. And I'm sure that we're making better decisions now because we are no longer children. We're no longer teenagers. We're no longer in college or just going through those phases where we just didn't know any better, didn't practice any better. Seeking pleasure can set you back. Data shows that STDs are up. In spite of all this education and knowledge at our fingertips, STDs, which is sexually transmitted diseases, are up. In the U.S., there show more than 2.5 million cases of key sexually transmitted infections in 2022. Fueled by a continual and alarming increase in syphilis cases, according to the most recent data, and this is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So this is not just Google. This is on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, their data website. Now, this is not to scare anyone, not at all. This is to enlighten everyone to the risk and the facts connected to recklessness of multiple sexual partners or just being reckless at all in sex at all. We have to decide if the pleasure is worth it. Y'all know that one. That's Janet. Hey, y'all dancing out there? Because I'm in here. I'm dancing in here. But man, I love that video. Brian said he hadn't seen that video. Brian, you hadn't seen that video, right?
Nope.
She looked good, didn't she?
Yep.
Brian's like, yep. So we have to learn to make our principle intimacy. And if we can't have that, that should be the disconnect right there. Sometimes, and we tend to put the cart before the horse, meaning we have the sex and then we don't have the intimacy and then we want to break things off. Or somebody misread because they are more emotional and then they get emotionally attached after the sex has taken place, but the other person's not feeling that way. That's why we have to take our time. Take your time. Get to know each other. I was pretty alarmed when I read that statistic. I was like, you're kidding me. Again, let's choose intimacy and purpose over the complexity of pleasure. Because in the end, the one that lasts longer, the one that brings you the most peace and the less stress is intimacy. So choose peace over a peace. It's a little colloquialism. I hope you all enjoyed this episode and looks forward to more intimate connections here and in your life. And as you move forward, as you make those connections, as you look for relationships, think about the difference. And don't let anybody pressure you. And that's either way, whether you're young, middle-aged, more senior, more mature, don't feel pressured into doing something that doesn't bring you closer to yourself and to the other person. If they don't respect that, then that's not your person. That's just not your person. I'm a person that I don't like pushy people. Like, I'm very uncomfortable with that. And it's not just men, it's women, it's anybody. Like, as soon as you know me, you want all this information. And I like to take my time getting to know people. I'm a stickler. And the more mature I get, the better it has served me. Because when I take my time, I get to see things. I get to know things that otherwise, had I rushed, ooh, I would have been sorry. I'm so glad I took my time. So glad I took my time. I don't care how fine you are. And I've met a couple really, really fine gentlemen. And I took my time. One guy said to me, and I got to get back to script. I'm off script. He said, "You don't get lonely, like, you know." I said, "No, I have a pretty full, happy life. You know, I go on a date and I date, and I'm good with that. I'm looking for my person, not just a body." And he was like, "Oh, okay." I could tell it wasn't something he was used to. But anyhow, I hope you enjoyed this episode. As I said, I want to give you and leave you a few ways to be more intimate versus sexual if you're interested. Now, some people, maybe that's what you want, you know, carry on. But those of us who are looking to have more intimate relationships and connections, I want to say, number one, listen. Sometimes listening, which has the same letters as silent, is one of the most intimate things you can do for your partner or potential partner. Some of us just aren't good at listening. But we all want to be heard. Everybody wants to talk. But listening is a skill. Just listen, especially nowadays. There's so much going on. We spent all that time being disconnected from people. Just listen. I've learned that that is one of my strongest attributes is the ability to listen. Like, I nod when people speak to me or talk to me, I listen. And you can tell some people aren't used to you listening. They look away like, she's looking at me. She's actually listening to me. So listen, that's number one, because that's very intimate. Hold hands, touch, without the expectation of sex. Hug somebody or hug your partner. Number three, create a safe space, no judgment, and accept that there will be ebbs and flows in your relationship. So even if there is a connection and it's genuine and authentic, accept that there's going to be some ups and downs, some ebbs and flows, which may include, as you mature or become seasoned, you may not be as sexual, but you still can have a healthy and intimate relationship. Let's just keep it honest here. Let's just keep it 100. The men aren't what they were in their 20s, their 30s. Y'all know what I'm talking about. 40s and 50s and 60s. That doesn't mean that you still can't have sexual and intimate relationships, but it's not going to be like it was. That's just the nature of it all. Women the same way. So we have to have that intimacy, because what happens when, if all you have was sex and the sex is gone, or somebody gets sick and they can't have sex or can't be sexual? That intimacy is that lasting element. That's the good stuff. As they say, that's the good stuff. That's the real stuff. So I hope that this was helpful and enlightening. And remember, more intimacy can often lead to more sex. Try it. I want to say thank you all for listening. And please, 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 like I said in the beginning, please like and share and follow and subscribe and all that good stuff. And I hope y'all have a great week. And bye, y'all. Talk to you next time.